Right, here we are on a Friday evening, afternoon, morning, and whatever time it is where you are, we're here. And we have three lovely people in the cork here, just about right for the first ever. Phil Collins there bringing us in as usual on a Friday evening. Now then, I'm going to be revamping that particular song. It does kind of dart there towards the end. So we'll reload that at some point. And I keep promising to do that. Right, now, before we start, I can say that we finish on Sunday. and we finish for the whole month. And the reason for that this year is a lack of readers. So we have a lack of readers. We only have three readers at the minute. Chris being one, Tina on a Tuesday, and Rin for 1 hour on a Thursday. So we're averaging 10 shows per month. Since we closed down normally around about the third week in December anyway, it was, seemed to be impractical to do any shows at all for that particular month, because we don't actually have Kelly doing the first Sunday of the month. So not having that first Sunday means that we'd only have two people. And, you know, it just became a little bit impractical. So we're going to maybe come back with you in January, all being well. I will be looking out for more psychics and mediums to come and join us in the new year. And that will be done in the first few weeks. However, if they don't come forward by the time the first payment is due, then we will not be coming back on the air. So I think we've had a good run. We've done 12 years continuous with you. And we've had a blessed run on podcasting. And the world of podcasting has changed tremendously. You know, and so much technology has now taken over us. So there's so many free things out there now. There's not a need for anybody to produce anything anymore, because people are quite capable of doing it on their own now over video link and without any difficulty at all. So they don't need anybody like myself bringing a core cue in. You don't even need to phone in anymore, because it's all done over video link, and it's amazing how technology has moved on. Right, our core queue is jumping up, so we better get on with it and say hello to Chris.
Hi, Ken. I just got a message for you, Ken, before we take the callers. I hope to God that you come back next year, but if you don't, due to besides me and whoever else, I just want you to know that I appreciate all the shows that I've been on, that you've given me the opportunity to be on your network, and I just wanted to give you that shout out in case I, you know, don't have a chance to say goodbye. But one thing I will tell you, Kim, I do feel that if this is the last show, or I mean, not the last show, Saturday will be the last show. I do feel thing that there will be things that will be better for you to reflect on, to see, like, you know, how we can make the network bigger. Maybe you can get Skype, you know, maybe if people donate or whatever. Yes, because the technology has grown, and it's crazy. The technology is...
Technology has moved on that fast that we're running behind now, and there's no getting away from it anymore, you know.
Yeah.
Because I think that if we could get people interested, readers interested, to come along and do the days with us, you know, it would make
it hard.
It would make the effort a little less daunting. But at the moment, we're just 3 people a week. We're getting 10 shows a month now, and we should be averaging 30 shows a month, which is a show every night of the week, as you know, like we used to. But we're averaging 10 shows a month at the moment, which is ridiculous. Anyway, Chris, we're going to get on with tonight's show because the call queue is now standing at 6.
I know, and I just wanted to, thank you. I just wanted to let you know I appreciate, and I'm just going to say before the show's ending, I just want to say many blessings to you, whatever comes your way.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for that. Okay. Right at the top, then, we have Queen. When my buttons work.
Hi, Queen.
Hi, Queen.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
So, yes, I can hear you fine. So I just want to say that, you know, I already said what I got to say to Ken, but I just want you to know, Queen, that it's, you know, take it. I would say all the callers to take advantage of the last 2 shows because I know he's going to be on for November and December. I know I think he has a show tomorrow. I don't know who he has, but I just wanted to say thank you to all the listeners that whenever I come on. And I just want to say many blessings. And I know I'm a little emotional because I have a feeling, but I'm not going to say what it is. I'm just going to let it play out. And just many blessings to everyone. So with that being said, do you have any questions for me, Queen, or do you just want me to tell you what comes out? Do you have any questions for me?
Whatever you pick up, I did have a question, but it went out of my head. So whatever you pick up, my.
Okay, so let's see what we have. Okay, this is what I'm being told, the transition. The 8 of Wands came up. There's going to be a lot of movement, people, and I'm being told that you will be upgrading with the work that you do. This is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a transition from something new to something even better. They're telling me that there's a big expectation from you. I'm being told on the other side, your guides are going to expect you to be at, oh my goodness, I'm actually wanting to cry. Hold on. Okay, they're wanting me to tell you that you need to be at your best. And no matter what happens after the show, just remember what I told you, okay? Don't give up. Keep your head up high. Because we're in for a big rude awakening next year. Hopefully things come out better than this year because things have been kind of just kind of like steady is what I say. But hopefully it'll be better. And whatever you're wishing for, your wishes are coming true. So I was told to tell you the 9 of Cups came up. So if you want to make I don't know why they're telling me this, but they're telling me a wish. Like if you wish for something, make 9 wishes. Put it with a red pen. You can put it on a piece of paper with a certain candle that calls out to you. Put the paper underneath the candle, and it's going to open more roads, more opportunities. Okay? With that being said, I mean, when you're going to be seeing a lot more spirits of animals coming to you. I see the Black Panther coming to you. Oh my God, I'm actually wanting to cry. I can have a real strong feeling. And then it tells me in the totem you have the wild boar, which is the wild pig. That one, I'm being told boundaries. You need to have boundaries in everything you do. Tell it like it is. Do not hold back with anything you say. your witch, okay, that's funny, your witch powers is what they're telling me, it's increasing at a very high vibration to where I am going to say you're getting tingles in your fingers, okay, that's what I'm told to tell you, and everything with the dragonfly comes up, there's illusions that are going to try to distract you. Don't let those distractions distract you. It's not really there. So the dragonfly is telling me to tell you just dream big, dream bold, and just don't stop. So I'm being told the expectations for this coming year is going to be very, 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 very high. They expect you to do a lot of stuff. I'm even told to even probably help, you know, to help you. They're going to help you with crossing spirits over if you do that. I mean, seeing that there is possible missed cases that you will be doing. And then something else new coming for you, the lover's card coming. So there's going to be a romance in your life, a lot of loving energy of all the good work that you've done. And I do feel that it's a man above that's giving you everything that you wanted. And I'm being told to listen to the hawk because I'm hearing the cries of the hawk around you. I'm actually even seeing it, feeling it, and sensing it. That is the god of the, that's the goddess of the messenger right there. So there's going to be a lot of almonds, clarification, visualizing, projecting, you name it, everything. Oh my God, I'm hacking. Oh my goodness. As you get anniversary, I do feel that there's a lot of people that want to give you hugs. So I'm being told that you might even, I don't know if you did that event yet, but if not, there's going to be a lot of hugs and cries and cheers because I think next year is going to be, it's going to be good for us light workers, but in the world, a lot of disaster. It's just telling us that the devil is here, just like God is here, and we're at war. So keep your eyes open and be aware because the devil has been around for many years, but he's surfaced, and he's just trying to cause misfortune, just confusion, and he wants to destroy what we have done, all the good light workers out there that we have done. And that's the message I got for you, Queen. Hopefully that makes sense to you. And I was also told to tell you one last thing. You are a starseed. If you don't know what a starseed is, you need to look it up.
I know what it is. And I thank you for the message. I haven't done the events. There's two events that are coming up, one at the museum and one that I'm planning a gathering. I dreamed of a gathering last night. Could you shed any more light on that? It was a beautiful dream.
I'm actually feeling like I'm seeing a lot of orbs. I'm seeing red orbs. I'm seeing white orbs, gold orbs. With this gathering, there's going to be a lot of mediumship, giving people hope that there will be something better for them. And what's coming, and it's crazy because, oh my God, he's been coming through to a lot of people. And this is, I got a message for you. And the message is, instead of the man in the mirror, the woman in the mirror, Michael Jackson coming through, and he says, you are the mirror. Whatever you reflect out is what you're going to get back. You reflect good energy, you're going to make a big change in this world. My friend, and for some reason I'm seeing rainbows around you. I see like a rainbow child. And I do see that what you're going to do, you're going to help so many people that you're going to cry so much because you're going to be connecting to these people's loved ones. And they're going to be around you and you're going to be a messenger. And you know what's crazy? I'm actually going to cry because I know that, you know, I'll just say that we're back next year, but I'm getting this pain in my chest. And it's strong pain I'm getting right now. It's almost like I'm telling you and everybody out there that I love you all. If you don't ever hear me, you know, or if Ken doesn't come back, just send lots of love, because that's what we need, and that's what I feel we need, to surround Ken with love and just hope that he doesn't give up what he does. But what I was told with that is that if something closes, there's something else coming on the horizon. And I do feel that if we are not back next year, I think we're going to hear from Ken within, I say, 3 months. I don't know what it is. I can't really say, because they're not telling me. But I think it's going to be something better, and it's going to be a big, big change. And so that's what I was told. And for Queen, I send you lots of love, because you know you're my ancestor. You know who you're related to. I don't need to explain that to you. And I just want to send many blessings to you, and hopefully that reading with the last message I got resonates with you.
Well, I thank you. It's been a pleasure to connect with you, and I will stay connected with you. And Ken hasn't come up yet. Here he comes. Ken, it's been a pleasure and an honor to journey with you these many years. And you have witnessed me evolve, and I have witnessed you, your journey as well. And as Chris said, you'll be back in some way, shape, or form that will be comfortable for you. And many blessings to you, and I much gratitude to you. But you have been...
Yeah, and I cannot... Yeah. I'm actually getting tears, and I don't know if Ken is crying, but I feel so much emotion tonight. It feels overwhelming. And I'm telling you that there's angels around all of us tonight. And they just said, just don't give up and just keep on going.
He will. He has no idea how he has my growth. No idea. I've been with him a long time. And he'll get it. Make him happy, because that's thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Queen. Okay. Right. I dare say that we'll find something and we'll work something out. Let's just say it has to be practical. And, you know, I could get all worked up and I could get all emotional about it myself. And it's been my baby for the past 12 years, really. I've enjoyed bringing the shows. And let's just say that the enjoyment is kind of not as brilliant, if you will, as it was back in the early days. You know, we've had a lot of wonderful people passing through the studio, you know, and working with us. The interest in this sort of thing has kind of deteriorated rapidly. And, you know, there was a lot of interest there in doing podcasts, radio podcasts, maybe only 5 years ago. But, you know, in the last 5 years, you could see slowly going towards video, and it is slowly creeping towards video. And you can see now without a doubt that video has taken over. Whether we'll go down that road, I don't know. I prefer this where it seems to be more private, when you don't have to put your camera on, not even by accident. You know what I mean? It's just sad because people want that sense of privacy, you know. And this is what we've given them over the past 12 years. We've given them that sense of privacy. It's like, okay, you're on public airwaves, but you've still got the immunity of that we don't give your phone number over. Nobody can see your phone number. Nobody knows where you are, and nobody can see you. And there is that privacy which people seem to enjoy. Anyway, we're going to move on with tonight's show. Otherwise, we may run out of time. I think line two this evening is Veronica. I do apologise. My buttons don't seem to be working very well.
Hi, Veronica. Are you there?
Hi. Thank you. How are you doing? Thank you for taking my call. And, I mean, it's a little heartbreaking to hear. I can't, but 12 years since helping lives. And Mr. Chris is right there by you. Chris, thank you for my call. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. It's just I'm very emotional. I guess it's the empath is, you know, kicking in. But
yeah,
I'm
me
fine.
Too.
Other than that, it's just overwhelming.
Because
you know.
It is.
Yeah,
because
there's a big change. And I just feel that everybody takes everything for granted. And when they want the reading, that's when they're not there. And then when, you know, depending on, it don't matter if it's Ken or who else is network, when we're there for you, we're there to help you all the time. But what I don't get is why do people have to do this? Why do people appreciate us leaving when we're right there? We're right in front of you. It's like,
wow.
It's like, I mean, that's the message I'm getting from the energy. But no matter what happens, we're always going to be together, no matter how things go. And speaking of that, Veronica, I know that you were crying, and I give you much love. I wish I could hug all of you. But the message I got for you, and it's funny, is the world card. The world card came out with you. That meaning there's going to be so much change around you, too, where you're going to discover who you are, what you're about, your true purpose in life, besides, you know, the problems that you always ask about, you know, who's going to be coming in your life. That's always something that I've known you for, like, for somebody that's always asked me, well, does R come back to me, or so-and-so, or does a letter, you know, whatever. But what I was told to overlook all that and just look at your life, look at how much you've grown since you've talked to me, look how much you evolved, and just be blessed that you're breathing and that God gives you another day of life. And I do see that things are going to be so much better for you because this coming year, I mean, even though the year's not ended, but it feels like it is, but I do feel that you're going to have so much of this hate that I've felt around you. I feel that people don't like you, but you're not even doing anything. You're just doing your job. And I've been told that, I want to say probably by December, you're going to be free from all these problems and drama. But just know that you will always come across people that will not like you. But I want you to know one thing, Veronica, and I go to the message that I got for her. Don't you change for no one. Don't let them get the best of you. No matter how painful it gets, how lonely you feel, because I feel that you want to cry right now, but you're holding it. And I do feel that all of us that are trying to make a good life of us, we feel like we're so alone because we don't feel like we have no one to talk to. But you know what? You do have someone to talk to. And you know who that is? The man above.
Yeah.
The man above. All you got to do is pray to him. Ask him what you want. Be careful how you ask. But he listens, and he listens to all our pain. So, Veronica, I just want to say many blessings to you, and I do see love coming next year. everyone way that you're going to be finally happy. Don't be concerned with who it is, when they're coming. Just let it flow. Just let it come to you naturally. And right now, I know you're so speechless right now. You're overwhelmed with everything that I said with Queen. You're overwhelmed with Ken because you really don't want us to leave. But it's not our destiny. It's not our destiny to decide. It's the man upstairs to say, okay, God already knows what he has for Ken. We all have a plan. You have to find what your purpose in life is. And that's what I'm being told to tell you right now. You need to find your purpose in life. Life is too short to worry over people that don't like you. How can I put it? Don't worry about what other people think of you. It's time for you to focus on Veronica and nothing but Veronica. If a man comes into you and accepts you for who you are, look at it as a blessing and you say, thank God for that. And you know another thing too? When Thanksgiving comes, Veronica, I want you to, when you have family, when you have Thanksgiving, be thankful for everything, all the people, beautiful people that you've met. Okay? That's what I'm being told. Be thankful for everything on that table, that you're healthy, you're fine, and that you have a better things are coming to you. And I know, I can sense you crying. I can hear it in your voice. I've never heard you so speechless. It's kind of like shocking to me, but I think it's just that. I think you're overwhelmed with everything that's going on and you're taking it all in. That's part of being a sensitive. You're feeling a medium, not a medium, but what an empath feels. And that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling overwhelmed. But you know what I feel out of the whole show tonight? I feel love. I feel appreciated. And that is the best feeling you can ever have. And you know what's funny is that my heart's beating as I'm saying that, because it's pure, it's of love, and it's white.
Wow.
And that's a message I got for you.
That's beautiful. I will pray on for Ken's show in but I'm sure he's going to come back successful next year. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Chris, that was beautiful. You, I was very speechless because that's what I was asking. I didn't even have to ask you, and you asked me. Wow, what a professional, great accurate, always compassion, always understanding, light and dark. You know how to get there. You know how to. Thank you so much. But I do have a quick question. So I applied for this job. I'm with the same company, but I applied for a higher position, right? And I was just wondering if I'm going to get it. There's two job positions that I applied for. One is higher than the other one. And I just wonder, what do you see in that? Please.
Honestly, I just see you getting it. But right now, with the job that you feel, it almost feels like you're trapped in a way to where you want something better. You want to get paid for the hard work you do, the dedication that you know when you call in on your stick. You very well don't miss that much, but you're always on time. But I do see you getting it. I would say to tell the boss if they can transfer you. If it can be the same thing that you're asking about. But I do see that you're going to be in a different building, but it's going to be the same company. For some
really
reason,
same company?
Hold on. Yes, hold on.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Chris. Look at Chris. Thank you, psychic show. Please don't leave us, kid. Please. Sorry.
Okay. It's a little emotional. It's fine. What I was told to tell you, I would say probably by either Thanksgiving, I want to say before. I want to say, it's after Thanksgiving. I want to say you're going to get a call from them. You're going to be working right after Thanksgiving. And I'm being told that they're giving you a bow I don't know why they're giving me a bowl, not like a bowl or cup. It's a bowl, like it's wrapped up, and it's a present for you. That's going to be your new present for the year to get a new job and better pay. And you're going to be going from one where you're working at to a leader, and people are going to expect more of you. But I know that even though I don't know you personally, but I know that you're a good person at heart. I know you're going to work hard at what you do. And like I told Queen, don't give up. Don't give up, because that's what the evil wants. Okay? Keep your head up high. I know you're crying, but just be thankful for everything that's given. Okay?
Oh, it's beautiful. Chris, please. Is it the one with the inside the office, or the one that I'm walking outside a lot? Well, both are walking. Is it? Do you see me more in the computer?
Hold on, is it in the computer or in the office? Hold on, I'm asking, is it in the office? I'm being told yes, is it in the office? Is it in the office? Is it in another building?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Much success, and Kim's going to come back next year strong. And the psychics, please call Psychic Jaguar. Thank you, Chris. We'll see you again.
You're welcome.
It's a blessed scene.
Many blessings.
Thank you, Veronica. Okay. Well, okay. We're going to take a little break. Have a little piece of music, I think. I don't want people to get too distraught about things and get too emotional about the fact that we're going. Let's just say we need to develop. We need to change. And, you know, and we need to change where we are and how we do things. Psychic Choice Radio has been on Blog Talk for the last 12 years or so now. And we've had a good run. Familiarity. People like being here at Blog Talk. And whether we continue that familiarity or whether we go somewhere else really depends on not so much the people in the call queue, which have dropped, by the way. You know, and the call queues are not as big as they used to be. And that's because there's a lot of other shows out there, I do know. Maybe there's that. Another point out would be the fact that we haven't really the readers anymore. And we need a reader per night, per show. And as I said there at the beginning, we're averaging 10 shows a month at the minute. And out of 30 days in any one month, that's ridiculous. You know, because we're not getting our money's worth. We're not really getting what we're putting into the pot. So if we're putting like $39 into the pot, then we want $39 out of the pot, if that makes sense. So we look forward to a show each and every night. If we're not getting a show each and every night, then it becomes a little bit pointless. And the efforts are not really been met, you know, and when the efforts are not really been met, then we got to start looking at other things. And it's sad to think about, but it's something that has to be done. And you know, times change in every situation, yeah. And it doesn't matter whether you're putting a new building up and thinking an old building down. Things have to change, you know. It's just, and I do feel that 2022 is going to be a year for change for a lot of people and a lot of things. So where we go, what we do, and how we do it, I really don't know yet, because nothing is set in stone, and you know, we can't predict the future. We can only get glimpses of it, yeah. And it's really up to us to make that future, because, you know, when we've got the building bricks to do anything, then we need to start doing it. Without the building bricks to do things, we can't go forward. Yeah. So let me find you that little piece of music now.
Every time my baby and I have a quarrel, I swear I won't give in. Then my baby starts to smile at me, and I know, I just can't win. When my little girl is smiling, there's nothing more I can say. I see those big bright eyes, and then I realize that girl is gonna get her way. Now, when my little girl is smiling, I can't stay mad at her for long. Why should I want to fight when I can hold her tight? I just don't care who's right or wrong. Greatest thrill there can be. She gets her way through, but I know I won't be blue as long as she just smiles for me. She gets her way through, but I know I won't be blue as long as she just smiles for me.
Yeah, and that goes out to all dads, granddads, uncles, brothers, whatever. When you see a child smiling, especially the little girls, you know, it just doesn't it just whip your heart out, you know? And wouldn't you do anything for them? Yeah. At the moment, well, that song means so much to me at the moment. I can't begin to tell you. But we're not going to say anything on this show. Right. It's kind of, yeah. All right. Let's see where we're going. Okay. Lines are jumping up and down a bit. Alright, so where are we? Kikoki. Should be with line 3. Carolyn?
Oh my god, I'm driving, so I'm so sorry. I am so sorry if I lose you guys. I apologize. I'm trying to do my best. I tuned in late. So I'm catching the gist of it. If Ken has made an announcement on taking a break, I send out prayers and goodwill feelings because, yeah, he's brought a lot to his shows have brought a lot to my life, certainly. And so I just want to say that. Hi, Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi. I'm doing pretty good, just hanging in and just doing very emotional readings. I've been busy for the past week, too, is in the readings. You know, off the shows have been kind of right on target, too. So it's been just crazy for me. So, yeah.
Sorry.
Not just crazy.
I shouldn't laugh.
It's been crazy. No, but it's been crazy. I've been doing a lot of readings, but it's been picking up.
Okay.
Well, one thing that I was going to tell you, you're telling me for the moon to know how the moon affects your energy and manifestation. What I was told to tell you, capitalize on that
okay.
energy, because it's going to help
okay.
you to manifest and speed up what you want and the things that you want to accomplish, you know, for this year and the next coming year.
Yeah.
Also telling me, it's important for you to take leadership, to assume your leadership power and position and guiding others while doing it.
Yeah.
They're telling me, too, if you have a bond with children, and I'm being told with children that are very special, like in the role of psychic children, prosperity is growing. So I'm being told that money is coming your way. And it's going to be picking up kind of betterly. And I was told that the energy that you have shifted to, you're seeing a lot of different things. Your mind is reflecting anything negative. You're very uplifted right now. And I want you to keep that vibration, because I'm loving the energy from you, and
yeah.
they're telling me that on the other side they love you, and
okay.
I don't know why, but I'm getting told with I want to say like a grandmother on the other
yeah.
side is watching over you, and she says good job
yeah.
with the thumbs up.
Good. Yeah.
And I'm being told that you need to be more productive in what you do and plan it, and go with it. That's what they're telling
yeah.
me. And then your anger, like your the Temperance card came up, so that means that you have anger, but don't let that anger take that load off. Turn that anger into positive. So in other words, bounce.
I believe.
That energy. Yeah. So I feel like you're just overworked, and I feel like you're burned out. But I do feel that if you take some time for yourself, things will start getting back together in peace, things the way they should be. And they're telling me to tell you to honor your feelings, because you're very sensitive right now to energies and emotions. Honor yourself and your feelings. I just be grateful that you're able to see and appreciate a lot of different things. And I'm seeing a lot of angels around you. I actually want to see like four of them. I'm seeing angels in the clouds. I'm seeing a man
yeah.
with beard, a book in the clouds looking down at you.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing a lot of romance coming, but that's not till next year. But I'm seeing very good things coming your way.
Yay.
So hopefully that makes sense. Do you have any questions, or did I hit on the money?
Yeah.
I told you?
I do have. What you told me. It touches on a lot of stuff. I just talked to my former relationship person, my former boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
We were together a long time, and I left in January.
The what? Couldn't hear you. What did you say? You sound too far away, Carol. You sound too far away now. I can barely hear you. You sound like you're so far away.
I said, why is it happening? I said, why are they so interested in me? I said, just give them my phone number and I'll answer any questions they have. But is he, is he aware of this, and is he the one that giving, I believe it's Donna who's organizing the effort to have these weirdo.
I actually see your regret. And I feel like,
what? I'm sorry, I'm losing you.
I'm actually feeling regret when I see this. And he wants to make things right with you. That's why he's doing that. I'm sensing a lot of regret and a lot of over-emotional. So it's like hitting him hard right now because he sees the difference. And he knows that you're succeeding. And I feel like he wants a second chance of life. But I do see that if you do this, I would like to give it time. And if it's meant to be, y'all will start talking and might even try to get back together. But I would say don't rush on it.
No, God, I would never.
No, but I'm just saying that if you do decide, I'm not saying that that's happening, but if you do, I'm being told that don't rush it this time, because I'm being told that when y'all were, like, really serious, y'all kind of, like, went too fast, and that's why the things didn't work, because y'all were expecting different expectations, and that's what I was told, there's different expectations.
Huh. Well, you know, Chris, when I was waiting to talk to you, it occurred to me that he was the one that was behind this. I was talking to him and telling him, you know, why are these calls coming in? Why are these people interested in what's going on with me? And I said, what? So now I tried calling him back, and I think his phone is off the hook, which is weird. And I was just going to tell him something pleasant. It didn't occur to me that he was part of it.
I just feel that there's a big change, and I just feel that a lot of people are going through a different change. Some people are going through good changes. Some people have to go through obstacles to see what's in front of them. Do appreciate things better, because the way that everything is so bad, it can overlook everything and just analyze and not see it as for what it is and just observe and learn from what you're supposed to learn. And that's what I was told. But I do feel that there's a lot of regret and sadness, and that's why it's kind of like I'm being told, can I have one more chance? And you know what's weird? I'm hearing this song that goes, one more try. I can't hear it. And it's weird because I'm hearing this one part that says, one more try so I can tell you how much I love you. That's the part that I'm hearing right now.
Well,
I feel like he wants to tell you that. But I just feel like when he cries that, but I think when he says it, he cries because he knows that it's not the same, and I'm being told it would never be the same. Yeah, so I guess he just wants you to hear him out. Now, as far as his phone getting cut off, it's probably because he's either didn't pay for it, or he's out of the service, or he gets calls, or he's on Wi-Fi. It's either one or the other.
But he pays off his bill. He's not.
But I would say just to keep a lookout, because he will be calling you, I want to say, within 2 or 3 days from now. So
okay.
Just keep a lookout. Okay.
Okay?
And then
yeah, I was shocked. You know, I don't, because we've had a long history together. When he tells me all that lovey-dovey stuff, I don't believe it.
I'm shocked. He didn't mean it. But you know what's crazy is that he didn't mean it before, but now that he sees that he's lonely, that things are not going his way, he appreciates you more now than when y'all were together. To me, I wish we could talk more because I know our time's up, but I'm being told that he should appreciate you more when y'all were together, and now it's too late.
I'll never go back, but I do miss him, and I do love him, and I that I would never go back. It's you can't go home again.
Yeah.
You cannot.
Yeah.
The bell rang.
But I know if you got my number, we can, but you're welcome. If you need to talk to me more private, just, you know how to reach me, if you know my cell phone. And God
bye,
bless
Kim.
You.
God
bye.
Bless you all.
Thank you, Carolyn. Alrighty. Okay. Oh, right. Okay. Well, you know, as I said there, we will find a way back. What we've tried other things before, but people don't follow very well. And I think they need to be. They need to be finding us wherever we go, and following us. Then there's always the willingness of readers such as Chris and other readers, of course, to actually do things that particular way. So when readers get to into a pattern of doing things in one particular way, such as Blog Talk Radio, then it's very hard to get them to want to change. It's not just the callers and listeners. It's actually the readers themselves that very often don't want to try their hand at doing things that other way. It's kind of difficult because this is what we're up against now with technology moving on so rapidly. Which route we'll go has not been decided yet because, you know, it's still like very much in the teething stages of things. It's like taking things back 12 years, really, and starting all over again. And finding new adventures, new things to do, and new ways of doing them. Because, you know, if it's to drive you to do something, they'll find a way, yeah? And I do feel that it's time now for that change. And it's kind of sad to see, you know, things changing so rapidly. But then maybe it's necessary, yeah? Whether we continue here or whether we continue somewhere else, it really depends on the changes. And those changes need to happen if we're going to progress out of things. Because mainly finances, it's mainly finances because it is, sometimes things can be like an oak around your neck, so to speak, yeah? And you carry that oak with some pride sometimes because you don't want to lose what you've got. Yeah? So there ain't too many other ways of putting it, really. You know, it's losing what you've got, but how long can you go on with what you've got if it's not going anywhere? So that's the basis of things at the minute. Yeah? And, you know, it's got to that stage now where we're going to have to make a decision whether to change or not. Yeah. And we've been here before. It's not the first time. And I'm sure it won't be the last. So how things pan out in the new year, it's early days. So we really don't know. We really don't know. Okay. Let's see where we're going with. We should be with line 4. And that's Kathleen.
Hello.
Kathleen.
Hello.
Hello, this is Catherine. How are you?
Nice to meet you. Nice to
meet you.
How can I help you today?
Oh, a general reading is fine.
Okay, so what I was told to tell you is the spiritual understanding, seeing geometry, symbols, more spiritual symbols than anything. The spiritual truth that you were about to discover. I'm seeing Metron coming through, the Archangel, which is going to help you to have to clear and understand the symbols of protection and to manifest. There are symbols that you can use to manifest. And then they're telling me that there is some chakra clearing that needs to be cleansed on these geometry shapes, which makes perfect sense because the cards are just laying out. So that's crazy. And then what I was told to tell you is when you feel like it's overwhelming, take that time to breathe. Exhale slowly and awaken your energy. When you release the energy, let the energy, good air, let the good energy come in your nose, and then you breathe out the bad energy coming out of you. So in other words, you're like detoxing from the energy, I want to say more of a spiritual aspect, okay? And then it says, again, mm-hmm. to clear out your space, to clear your room, to maybe rotate it, to move the bed a different direction. I'm being told to maybe even rearrange it to make things different, to put things different on the wall, and just to rearrange it, because sometimes change is good. It brings good things. And then they're telling me the divine order of everything is where it needs to be, everything that's happening. And then look, see, tell what you're seeing, and it's time for you to move forward and just don't feel like it's ending. I'm being told it's just the beginning. Does that resonate with you?
Yes. It's funny because I was gone on vacation for about 10 days. And mm-hmm. when I was gone, I slept a lot better. And when I came home, by the way, as soon as I came home, I started waking up again at 3:30 in the morning. And mm-hmm. my tinnitus, like when I was in Mexico and I didn't have this ringing in my ear. And the first 2 days I come back, now it's the ringing is so strong in my ear. So I was thinking about my room, something in my room.
Yeah, you know what? That's what I'm being told. Not only that, I'm being told to get the ringing. I haven't heard that in a long time, the people ringing, but that's when the angels are around you. Spirits are around you, mm-hmm. more of protective angels. So when you hear the ringing, that tells me to tell you that you're not alone. You are surrounded by spiritual beings. Some of them are there to help you, and then the others are lingering, but not inside. They're on the outside. But if you just clear the room and clear the environment to have, like, capability to have a firm foundation of protection. Okay? So they're telling you that you know what you need to do because you have a clear, crystal clear intention. And this is be careful about what you desire and focus without wavering faith. In other words, you know what you got to do, but you're going to have faith and you're going to put that initiative not to do anything negative when you do this change. Okay. And then what they're doing is that the guides are telling me to tell you that the ringing is going to stop. It's going to be ringing off and on. But I'm being told that they're going to try to ease your for you to sleep. Because I'm being told that you're up at the witch hour. You're up at the witch hour.
I don't sleep.
Do others.
Yeah.
So I'm being told that they're going to work on you and they're going to put a lot of to give you some healing from your ear, and just they're going to scan your body, in other words, and they're just there to give you some kind of healing. And I feel like they're going to be doing some clearing, chakra clearing, because I'm being told that, hold on. I'm being told that solar plex is like blocked, so you might want to do some solar plex to remove whatever is causing that energy. And I'm being told there's some unbalance within your room. It almost seems like, and this is what's weird, when I'm like standing in your room, because I'm like actual projecting, I feel like when I stand in your room, I feel like I'm on the boat, like it's moving. Like there's, it's almost kind of like, what would you call that thing? When you have, I would call it head cells, but that's not what it's called. It's called, I can't think of the same word. I have it on the tip of my tongue, but it's, but I was told to tell you that it almost seems like uneven, and I feel like I'm on a boat, and it's just very, very bumpy. So you need to rotate your room, and then I did a personal reading yesterday. You came to my house, and I'm being told the same thing I told them. You might want to get some some lavender incense. Some lavender shampoo and take a, and you're going to see a big difference, because lavender, when you're very tense and you're just worried, it takes all your worries away and you'll be able to sleep. And I'm told to put, you should probably go, I don't know if you have a Walmart where you're at, but ask for if they can give you an aisle, take you to the aisle where they can give you some lavender, lavender shampoo, because I just feel like you need that. Because your energy just seems kind of just like, I don't want to say it's off balance, but there's just something that seems off. And I just feel you need to be more relaxed. And I just feel that with the lavender, it's going to help you. Now, if you have someone, this is what I'm being told to tell you. If you can find a friend or a male friend or a female friend, or if you have kids, to tell them to massage your feet with that lavender, after you finish bathing, get like a little bit of it, and they're telling you for you to rub your hands together with the lavender, and then just what they're doing is just to rub your feet on the bottom of your feet, because I feel like your feet feel very tense, because I'm feeling your feet right now, and I'm looking at your feet, it seems like your nerves.
Yeah, after flying to too.
So you might want to just have somebody to give you a massage on your feet. And I'm being told you're going to sleep like a baby when they massage your feet. I don't know if you have anybody, but that's what I feel like you need to release all that. Because when you left, you felt
I have some good oil.
Yeah, so if you can find even lavender oil, try that and see if that works if you can. And that's what I was told to tell you.
Are there any animals around me? You usually pick up a lot with animal.
Well, I was told there's a cat. There's a spiritual cat that's there protecting you. I actually want to say it's gray with a little bit of white. I don't know if this is a past cat, but I'm seeing a cat around you, smirking your feet. Out in the wilderness, I'm seeing a lady with long wavy hair. I don't know why, but I keep seeing orbs. Sometimes she'll show herself full body, and then I'm seeing like blues, like light blue orb, and it's just going so fast right in front of your yard. I don't know who this lady is. I guess she's just roaming along your energy field. And I do feel there's a lot of deers. I don't know where you live, but I keep seeing where deer. So there's a lot of spiritual animals and physical. Yeah, so you have a lot of animals.
And moose.
Coming.
I saw a moose the other day. Yeah.
Well, that's telling me to tell you to have prayer in your life. And I'm being told that that's healing and abundance coming. That's what it means. So I'm being told that you're giving a lot of protection around the animals. So that's what it means. And hopefully the reading resonates with you, but let me know if you,
yeah.
know my number, my personal number. You
sure.
get back to me and let me know how that lavender helps, because that lavender can do wonders. So get some of that lavender because I just feel like it's going to help you.
All right. I'll get it out right now. Thank you. And thanks, Ken, for all
welcome.
Your years of the show.
Thank you, Kathy. Okay. All right. I think we'll be back in one shape or another. I love lavender oil. And, you know, the if you go into your local shop where they sell crystals and things, yeah, you'll find a lavender burner, yeah, and they have these little burner things where you can put the oil in, and it's really lovely. But check out the other oils while you're in there as well, because there's some wonderful oils there that you can actually burn and relax to, you know. And they have little, what do they call them now? But they look a bit like a little candle. And go into your store and have a look around sometime. You know, this day, if you have one of those stores by you, they're well worth a visit, because you'll be in there for hours. If you're into that sort of thing, yeah, I used to spend hours in those type of shops, and. In every little village and town that you go to, they'll always have one of those little shops. It's usually run by different people. Sometimes it's a Zen shop, and sometimes it's like. But there's one in every town, sort of thing. Yeah, right. Our cork here is still building up. Would you believe we're still getting callers this late in the show? So we'd better get on with it and see where we're going next. So, okay. Right. Let me see. Now, we've lost Aaliyah 3 or 4 times in the call queue. So we have her back now. Aaliyah.
Hello?
Hello. Hello, how can I help you?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. It's just that you sound kind of far away, but now I can hear you. You sounded kind of far
away
at first. I was like, no, what?
Oh, no, I was just looking for the bathroom, but I'm listening.
Oh, you're in it. Okay, so what I was told to tell you, hopefully you can hear me. I was told
yes.
for you to not hold back. This is the time to spread your wings. And where they're telling me there's a decision that you're going to have to make, whether there's a career transition, which means there's a blessing career about to happen. And pay attention to your ideas that come to you, because they are answered prayers. And when you feel like you're overwhelmed with the decision, they're telling you for you to go outdoors and reconnect with nature. So in case you feel like a little overwhelmed, that's what I was told to tell you. That your audience is coming out and it's telling you to listen to your guides inside your mind and help people at the same time, but you got to focus on yourself. And then they're showing me that they can even talk the turkey card, which is on the medicine card for the animal totem, that there's a lot of things to be thankful for.
Thankful for?
And they're saying that thankful for. And they're actually telling me that there's a rebirth coming, so there's going to be a big change for you. And I want to say probably why. I don't know why, but it's in December. is what I see as a big change or a career that you're going to be either shifting to or kind of about to get there, which means that you might leave one business and go to a better business to benefit you and your family and yourself. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. So I don't know if that makes sense to you, but that's what they can tell you right now.
Everything makes sense because I do have to make a decision on if I want to stay in a relationship. In a relationship or working, and as far as like finding a place for me to live. I live with my parents,
but
I want to have my own place now.
Yeah, I think it's time for you to get that change. So there's a time for you to make that change and be very confident in the decision and don't have that doubt, not to have any doubt in any decision that you make, because I'm being told that you have this kind of doubt that you're that you're getting the wrong feeling, and I'm being told that it shows with the mouse card is telling me that you can just kind of like keep yourself in a corner, and you're just feeling like, am I making the wrong decision? It's almost like you're scared to make this choice. But I've been told if you're confident, if you're confident in making the decision, things will be better for you. But it's got to start with you. You got to have that self-love and that self-care for you. And I just feel that you're going to make this decision. It's going to be hard, but I just know that you can do it. And then they're also telling me it's time for you to continue to improve yourself, to be a better you, and that you are leaning towards the right direction. Which means they're telling you left. You keep trying to left. So whatever decision you're making, you're headed the right road. So what I was told to tell you is don't second guess yourself and start having less time for you. Have time for yourself to reflect. And I want to say that the decision will probably be made, like I said, by December. It could be sooner, but I'm saying December is like an estimate. But I just feel that
it could
have
be
the potential in December.
It's
got to be you that make that decision. You have to have more confidence in yourself. That's what they're telling you. You need to have more confidence that everything's going to be okay. So don't ever second guess yourself anymore. Okay?
Yep.
And hopefully that resonates with you. I don't know if you have any questions, but that's what I was told to tell you right now. Do you have any questions for me?
No, I think you answered all of them.
Okay. And I just want to say thank you for calling. And thank you for listening. You're welcome. And many blessings.
Thank you.
Okay. All right then. Now, we might have to narrow the minutes down if we're going to fit everybody in this evening, because we're kind of running short on time, and people are still calling. So if you don't get a full 10 minutes, Chris knows best. That's all I'm going to say. Okay. Yeah, we do still have, believe it or not, we still have 8 callers in the call queue. So we're going to move on quite rapidly now. Okay, and see where we're going. Julie.
Hi, Ken. Hi, Chris. Ken, I'd like to thank you for all your hard work and your contributions to society and your work, and I wish you blessings in your happy new beginnings.
Amen.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Jenny.
Disappointing.
Did you have any questions for me, or are you just wanting to see what comes out for you?
Just let's just see what happens.
Okay, so what I was told to tell you, relationship, well, actually, okay, that was weird. I wasn't going to say that, but they're actually talking over me. I can't believe that. I hate when they do that. I was told to get some angel therapy and give your worries and your cares to the angel and to take your burdens, because I was going to tell you that you need a break, sweetheart. You're burned out. You need to just have time for yourself. You're like me. You're like Chris. You don't know the meaning of rest. And the thing that you have so many projects going on is that you're getting them done, but I feel like you're just so tired. And it's funny that I was talking about relationship harmony, that they're telling me to tell you that all the opening parts of everyone that was involved, whatever arguments or conflicts, are being resolved. So if you have any issues with anybody there, it's kind of just getting on your skin, let it go, because the angels are working on it. And then they're saying overcoming difficulties that are behind you, and that you're going to have servants, any pressures, challenges in the near future. So you're being told you're going to be tested with that. And making decisions. Yes. And then it's weird because the justice card came out for you. It's saying that you're going to have to have balance with work and time for yourself, and probably issues with people that you're just going to cut off. So hopefully they don't give you issues. And I mean, there's challenges with these obstacles, but I do say that you can overcome them. And then also the gifts from God are coming up, which means there is more gifts coming to you, Julie. So in other words, you're going to have more on your plate than what you can handle. But they're telling me up there on the other side, you can do it. You know that they believe in you, and they believe that you have the potential and the strength. And then I'm being told, by the way, that one of your ancestors came to you and said, you have the strategy, you have the knowledge, you have the power, and you have all the tools in front of you. You have a computer, you have notebooks, you have pencils, you have everything in front of you. So whatever decisions you want to make are within that, what's in front of you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Other thing is go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm seeing the turtle card coming up, so that's the Mother Earth. So they're telling you that you're going to be doing Mother Earth magic, or just something to do, give back to the tree. To the trees is what I'm being told. And then I'm being told that primary dog's coming up, and they're saying to retreat, that if you cannot avoid the issues, it's time for you to take a retreat and take a vacation.
It's going to be a staycation.
Yes, you need a vacation, though. You need a vacation. Yeah, very well said. And then with that soulmate, and the last time I haven't read you in a while, but I just feel that you both are going to have to help each other find a lost item or a lost treasure. As a matter of fact, you're still looking for it. You still haven't found it. but I mean, so that this goes back to, okay, Ben Franklin. So, and something about the Romans. I don't know what the Romans are about, but they're telling me it goes back to the Roman times.
Is it before the Roman times, though?
I'm actually joking. It's at the Roman time, but there's somebody between the Roman and after. It's kind of like in the middle. And this is what I mean. It's very antique, and it's very, very expensive. But also, I mean to tell you that you have an instigator coming up telling you not to get involved in that, because you're going to get, what is something that is going to mean that you're going to get burned, or you're going to put you in the back burner?
So burned by, a document. By what?
You're going to get back burned by someone. Or, like, just burned. Like, you're going to, they're going to be in the back burner. Once they find, they're not going to give you credit for what you found. They're going to take all that credit.
Is that possibly in my work?
Hold on. Is it in your work? Yes or no? Excuse me. Okay, I'm being told yes. I'm being told yes. I'm being told that you have to start really. And I don't know if you've done this, but you're going to have to make your circle smaller. And be very picky who you pick when you make these decisions. Because once you do this, it's going to take a big load off of you. You know, to do a lot of things that you need to do. It can give you time to focus on yourself and time that you have, that you have for other projects. Because I'm being told that you have so many projects with a website coming up. I'm being told that there's so much time that you have, and you're planning to have them up before Valentine's. I don't know what that's about, but that's what they're telling me.
What was that? I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time.
That they're wanting, that you have a lot of projects and you want to get them up before Valentine's.
Yeah, except for one. that's still a project. That's awesome. How about a partnership type situation, a collaboration of artistic creativity, kind of is independent, but a collaboration in a sense of artwork, writing.
I can see that happening. This is just going to happen. Okay, I didn't like the sound of that, but that's what they're telling me to tell you, Julie. They're telling me to tell you that you're going to have an open relationship when it comes to that. Not like sexual, but more of a open-minded relationship to saying, okay, no, I don't like this, I don't like this, and we should do it this way, you know, we better run this way. So you both have to come into an agreement with this. And whatever project you have, I see it growing. And as a matter of fact, I don't know why, because I'm pretty sure you write books, but they're going to be writing a new book, and you're working on this is probably further into the future, but you're going to be in a magazine project. I don't know why I just got the word magazine.
I'm not doing a magazine.
Well,
I'll do articles. I'll write articles.
Yeah, well, then that's probably what I'm being told, that you're going to be, your name's going to be at the bottom of the article, and
right.
Your name's going to come up. They might even show, like, a small picture of you, depending if you allow it, but I see you doing articles, but I'm actually seeing something about the magazine. Maybe it's beyond the articles, but I'm seeing more projects with magazines, so just be aware that you might just be contacted by some real good people. So keep that in mind.
Okay, I'm just really concerned about this other collaboration and if it's going to happen. I proposed it like yesterday.
Are you talking
the
about the magazine?
The collaboration would be two separate books by two separate people doing artwork. These are, like, very connected to each other, and the stories are very connected to each other, doing more collaborations online with this person. And
so you want to know You want to know if it goes through, right? Is that what you want to know?
Yeah, it's mucky right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, right now, that's funny that you say that, because when before you said muggy, I hear bumpy roads. I heard the word
I'm
bumpy
sorry.
Roads, but I just see, not okay, I heard bumpy roads, but I just see that you're going to get through it, but they're going to have to come into agreement, because both of you are stubborn. I know we can talk more about this later.
I thank you and hope to talk to you soon and wish you a good rest of the afternoon.
You too. Thank you for calling, Julie.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Julie. Okay. Right then. Let's see where we are. Anna.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
Yeah. Hi, Chris. I was wondering if you can pick up anything about a significant other coming into my life. I've had readings and people see the same man, but he hasn't yet materialized. So I was wondering if you could give me any insight.
Okay, this is on the card that I was told to pick was the card, the Oracle, and they're saying that leadership, they're working on the other side to help you find a loved one. and they're saying you need to do your part to be specific on how you want him to be, what kind of personality you want, and draw to trust and follow your passion and your love, life, and your career to make it manifest, what you can manifest. And then, you can hold on. The hollow from heaven just came up, so they're telling you that your loved ones are doing fine, and they're actually helping you with this issue. I want to say I keep getting the word dad. Okay, a male presence that I'm being told that this person is working on materializing this person in the flesh. This person is more, I wouldn't say this person is in the physical form, but they don't know who you are yet. So they're trying to materialize, so maybe y'all can come in contact with each other. And I'm being told that when you materialize this energy, you have St. Michael protecting you against lower level energies that might try to get in your way to find your true love. And then also there's saying your patience, your dreams are more blooming than what you realize. So it just takes nurturing and patience. So I actually want to say for some reason, I'm actually getting... And I'm not saying that I'm gay, but I'm just kidding that he's very cute. I want to say he's probably about, I want to say 5'11", I could be wrong. I keep seeing like blonde hair. I want to say light complected, medium tan. I want to say he could have been enough angel in the past life. Hold on. I don't even know if they're going to give me a name. Hold on. Can you not give me a name? Okay, the only name I got doesn't have to be correct. It could just be with the letter E. And the name I got right now is Eric. E-R-I-C. Eric.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm being told. So that's what they're saying, that he will probably be around you. And they're trying to do as much as they can to make it happen faster, because they know that time is short, and they're trying to make you all catch up. So I do feel like you're going to bump into each other somewhere. And the only thing, when I say bump into each other, I see like either at a library or at a place where you're going to get books. And I see that you're going to bump into him, or he's going to bump into you. And you're going to be like, oh, I'm sorry. And then I see him looking up, and he's going to be like, why do you look familiar? You know, why do you look so familiar? And then he's going to say, you know what? You're new in town, aren't you? And then when I see you saying that to you, he's going to be like, yeah, I've been here all my life. But he's going to say, well, where have you been all my life? I've never seen you before. So it's going to be love at first sight is what I see. Now, with that being said, time to be given. They can give you some kind of a time frame. That's what I'm allowed to tell you. Okay, so let's see. They give me a time frame. Okay, now give me a time frame. Okay. I was getting more January. But they're telling me in February time. And now this is going to happen. So I want to say between January and February. I don't know if that's very significant with your birthday. But I've been told somewhere around there, around that time frame.
Oh, so it's soon. That's great.
Yeah. So hopefully that's it. And actually, I mean, that he's going to be a Prince Charming is what I'm seeing. So I'm seeing that good energy around you, and I've been saying many blessings to you. So before that goes, I see good energy. I've been told that you've been through a lot. You've been kind of like lonely, and I just feel that you need that affectionate in your life. I feel like if you get this person that I'm describing or somewhat of that description, I just feel that it's going to be a life-changing experience for you because you've put so much good work into being honest and the best that you can live. And I feel I'm being told that it's about time for you to get a reward for your loyalty to the man above and just keep praying because they're working in him as we speak. And then for some reason, I don't know why, but I don't know what state you're coming from, but I don't know if this is where it's from or where it's going to be ended up, but I got Oklahoma. So I don't know what that means, but that's what they told me.
Could you repeat that? I didn't hear what you said. Sorry.
That he's either going to be from Oklahoma or you're going to be moving to Oklahoma.
Okay. I'm in New York. Yeah, I don't.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that maybe he's from Oklahoma and he's going to be coming to you, but that's where the son he's from. But I'm being told that he's going to be from Oklahoma, but he could probably be in your area. It's just that that's where he's from. It's from his roots. So, but just keep a lookout. You're going to see him either at a place where there's books or you're going to, somewhere where there's books. Anything else?
Hello? Is time up?
Yes, but you can contact me. Reach me at 210, area code 210-974-3470. Again, 210-974-3470. 210-974-3470, and you can reach me after the show if you want.
Okay, I'll reach out. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Thank you, Anna. Okay.
Thank you.
Right. Now then. Okay. Okay, I've cut the wrong microphone off. I just need to cut Chris off briefly because at this point now, we've got 19 minutes of live air, ladies and gents, and there's still three people left in tonight's call queue. But we need to give Chris a break if he's going to do all three calls, yeah? So what we'll do, we'll take a break now, and then we'll go to see you to do the three calls with you, which means it will carry us over by about 5 minutes. Okay. But we're going to take that break now because Chris has had a break all evening. Okay. While that piece of music was playing, I did see Wendy attempting to call in there, which would have taken our call queue up to four people left. But she seemed to be struggling. Was it called? And I've seen the number go into the studio twice, and then it disappeared again. But, right. Anyway, we're going to continue. Chris will, as he does, take your calls, I'm sure. No more calls now, please. We've got 13 minutes left on the clock, so we're going to just get to the last three calls of the evening, and then we're out of here. Okay, so let's see where we are. Pat.
Hello?
Hello? Hi. Hi, this is Pat. I want to thank you both for your time and your caring, and I wish you many blessings in your new chapters.
Can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I just wanted to see what's coming up with work and finances, like in the next couple months. I'm just starting to get back in gear again.
Okay.
Or anything that's coming through.
The thing that I see is that you've had, like, loss before things are starting to change. But I see you had a lot of, I want to say what they were telling you, betrayal, but I'm being told that that has shifted to everything that's different. You've been through outside influences. This devil card came up and said that there's a lot of there was a lot of influences of making decisions of what to do, and then the hermit card saying that things are going to begin a little bit more peaceful. And then I mean, so a mother figure came out and saying that she's giving love to her daughter and saying if everything's going to be fine, everything's going to be back to the way it was. Get back to the funk of things. I got the angel therapy card saying that there's a lot of times that you need to heal for yourself, you know, mind, soul, and spirit. And just be courteous and stand up for your beliefs. And I just see her sentence coming through, so there's going to be emotional, notice your emotional and physical, divine guidance. So you feel like something emotional or physical is that you're just being prone to everything that you're going to start feeling things. As far as the job concerns, hold on, just a job. Career. And they're saying everything's happening exactly the way it's supposed to be. And if there's any blessings, you will understand. So, let's see if I can get a time frame on them. Hold on. Is there anything new with career? Yes. And they're saying, yes, there's a lot of new stuff coming with the career, responsibility, yes. When is she going to start? Yeah, soon. They're coming soon. I want to say 2 to 3 weeks before Thanksgiving. Progress is growing. Responsibility is going to be on high demand. I guess this counselor feeding with you. That you're an actual person that can help people benefit from the guidance and you're showing that everything's going to be fine. You're just going to give nurture to everything that you want. Just nurture it like a baby and manifest it into the universe. Now, you were asking about love, too, correct?
No, not specifically, but if you're getting something, that's fine.
Okay. But the love, I feel like it's very distant to me. You have relationships where you're just done with fucking shit. Exactly to the T. I just feel that that's going to change. And even though I'm not using the cards, I feel like the World of Fortune War, that's going to change too. You probably won't need anyone or more love life discussing and not show up until probably after New Year. So I want to say like the 2nd or 3rd of January. I do feel that it's going to be better for you this year. This year is kind of like rocky, but you're still hanging on and keeping your head up high. So that's very important. I'm just going to say I'm very proud of you as being a psychic. I'm very proud that you keep your energy and your vibration high, even though there's a lot of crazy shit going on. so that's what I'm going to tell you. And then to be thankful, you know, Thanksgiving coming up. So they're telling me to tell you to take action. And then the horse card came out, there's power. And I'm being told that you need to rebuild and put the innocent that you have and put it into work to where you got to tell them that you're not going to tolerate things, that you're going to stand up for your life. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what I'm being told. So I just feel
yes.
Like, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead. I don't know what you were going to say. What were you going to say?
Yeah, I'm having a hard time hearing. It's fading in and out, so I'm going to listen to it on the recording later because I was really not very clear. The sound kept going in and out a little bit. I'm on my phone, so it just...
Okay, well then, if you want to, can you hear me good right now?
Yeah, that's much better.
Okay, what I was going to say is if you can't reach everything that I said, you can hit the replay button. Now, if not, you can reach me at the number 210-974, mm-hmm. not 210-974, 3470.
Okay.
So it's 210-974-3470. But I was going to repeat what I said, is that I just see that this person that's going to be coming in your life, it's not going to be until next year. But I just see that what I was going to tell you in a psychic medium, I just wanted to tell you that I'm very proud of your energy. You keep up pushing, and they're telling me it's time for you to take action, and that you have the power to do it and to rebuild and start from the bottom up, and that you will achieve everything you want by next year. But I'm being told that by Thanksgiving or after, things are going to start picking up business for you.
Okay,
but you just
got to
put that intent out, put that intention out.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been kind of in a slump. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I know you got more people. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Pat. Okay, right then. People are still trying to call in, would you believe? Okay. Right. In a funny sort of show. Okay, Kerry.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hello. Fine.
Hey,
what's up, girl?
Nothing. Long time, long talking.
I know. I've been on other shows. So I was. It's been just really crazy for me. But how have you been?
I've been actually good. I completed my. I was working on my case, so we perfected it down to the bottom line. And now it's all ready to go. I feel confident that everything is going to go well.
I think you've been told yes. The inheritance card came up. So I'm being told that you're going to inherit that money. Things are going to start coming into play. Play your cards right. And they said you will be rewarded with many blessings coming. After that, that's when you can focus on work, and then you can focus on your love life. So, yeah, you can focus on your love life after this shit is done and sealed, because it needs to be sealed or it needs to be just done already. But you've been going through a lot of stuff this year, but I'm told that look up, look see, crowd because there's going to be a lot of different things next year. So just keep your head up. And I see a lot of deadlines and a lot of things closed already. I've been told there was a lot of blackmail with other people.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I'm being told, that they were trying to. Okay, that's crazy. They're telling me that they didn't want to pay you. Say they want to pay you a damn dime because they said that you're not qualified for it. But that's bullshit. You're qualified for every dime and everything that you work for. But I see a lot of blackmail with that, and I'm seeing a lot of favoritism. But that shit's gonna change. So I want to say probably. I would say probably before Thanksgiving, everything's going to be settled. You're going to have a lot of stuff, and they're telling me by the 22nd, either the 19th or the 22nd, is that things are going to change for you.
Okay, because I was going to send my case on Monday.
I was just saying, you could still do it on Monday, but I've been told that there's going to be a lot of things being done from the 19th to the 22nd. So if you want to do it Monday, you can. I'm just seeing a lot of a lot of good energy coming. So just don't just do it because I said it. Just do what you're going to do, even though I haven't talked to you because I've been so busy. I actually did come back last Friday. I mean, this is the second job in almost 10. But it's been kind of emotional today, doing traffic and, talking. It's going to take a break and I feel like we need it. And it's more of a reflection kind of thing. So, slowly or closely, if things get better, you will not hear from me until next year. Unless the chin decides to do some shows in December. But if not, it could be the last show you're going to hear from me on 10 shows. That's why I get many prayers. And I do feel that you can come back. And I do feel that, like you said, there is time for change. And I do feel that, 2022 needs to bring more better things because 2021 has been kind of very interesting, even though we're not done with the year, but it just feels like we all need to be uplifted. There's so much evil in the world, it's ridiculous. But, and also to let you know that you're going to be successful in everything you're doing. 2022 is good for you, Terry. You're going to be, get this shit off your back, and you're going to be fine.
Yes. I'm going for Monday because it's all finished. I'm prepared. I just got everything straightened out. I had to just put everything, I just need to put everything into the computer. I'm all set to go. And with the lawyer, too. So I'm putting everything all at one time.
But if you need to talk to me, please give me a call sometime this week. If you need to talk to me, my number. So if you need to talk to me, I'm here.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll
chat
with you guys.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bless you.
Thank you, Kerry. Well, we've done it again. We're in overtime. We've got one more caller left in the call queue. 210, if he tried persistently to call and keeps calling back and then dropping off and coming back. And I do believe that's Victoria. So we'll try and squeeze you in there as well, Victoria. So, okay. Tanika.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. So what's up? How can I help you?
I just wanted to ask. I have a job offer at a dermatology office. They want me to start Monday, and I'm wondering if I should take it or not because I filed for unemployment benefits through my job because I lost my job in September, and my case says pending. Every time I call, it says pending, So I'm not sure if I should wait if I'm going to receive those benefits, or am I not going to receive them, and if I should take this job or not.
You know, I was told to tell you that even though you're waiting on the benefits, I do feel that the benefit would benefit you. But I would say that don't stop your life because of that. I was told to tell you to give it a shot and try to start working Monday and see what kind of hours they give you. And then just let the energy take its course, and there will be benefits. You won't get them until like after Thanksgiving, or I want to say after Thanksgiving is what I'm seeing. But I'm being told that you need to try to get the money while you can put together the opportunity there. Just try to hold out as much as you can, and then even though you're working, just be persistent with whatever you apply for, and then just go with that, and then you can still be working, but you just have to tell them, well, I couldn't wait because I needed money and I need bills paid, and just tell them that you're still eligible for it. I mean, you can wait for the benefit, but I'm being told that if you do not take this chance, there's not going to be another chance later because everything is, they're looking for seasonable people to hire. And once they hire, that's it. They're not going to hire until either after next year. So I was with all of you, and you really didn't have a choice. I would take it. I would really take it because opportunities don't come very often due to everything going on in the world. So if the offer's on the table, I would take it. But I can't really tell you what to do, but I'm just going to talk to the with me. And if I was waiting on the you know, whatever you're applying for, like unemployment or whatever, that is still pending. So I really wouldn't depend too much on it because you shouldn't just stop your life because of that. I would say you need to keep going and just start working Monday, and then
it's like first it's another medical office, but. And I didn't want to go back into medical, and I was hoping for the benefits. I could, like, maybe stop and, like, enroll in, like, classes or something to do something different as far as jobs. But, again, like, I don't want to – I'm worried about waiting because I don't know if I'm going to get awarded the benefits or not. And with this job, like, I'm just kind of wary about going back into another medical office because I had such bad experiences in the past. Do you see this ending up, like, in a bad way, like, if this dermatologist office –
I just feel if you just mind your business and do what you're told and do your job, you'll be fine. I mean, you're going to have enemies no matter where you work, you know, no matter what field you work. Just trust me. I know a lot of people don't like me because I say the truth and nothing but the truth, and I really don't care. But that's how it is. You're going to come across people that are competitive. But when times are tough, you shouldn't give up because you're letting the other people win. You can do this. It's just you got to believe in yourself. I know that you didn't want to go into the medical field. Now, unless you didn't take that chance and wait, that's on you. But then if they already filled in that spot, then they're without a job for another month or two more months. And unless if you call Monday while you're working in Aspen, you can see you getting these benefits. And they can give you an estimate of what time, how much time you have, or what's the delay. It's probably the paperwork, because I'm being told that they're behind. That's what I'm being told. I don't know how they can be behind, but they're behind on a lot of things. So it's almost like I feel like there's something against you. That's why it's pending. There's a lot of energy in the air with you that is pending. So I wouldn't, you know, even though the benefits you can get them, but it's just the waiting game is what you got to deal with. It's the time and when are you going to get that phone call and when they're going to tell you. Even though you didn't want to go back to the medical field, but hey, there must be a reason why you got this opportunity. And this is beyond what a psychic can tell you. This is beyond what a medium can tell you. This is where you belong, even though you might not feel like you're feeling connected. because of the past experiences, but you need to let those past experiences go because you're, the only thing you're doing is hurting yourself and you're stopping your growth. And that's what they can do, you're stopping your growth. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but that's what they're telling me. So if you want to wait, that's up to you. But if I was in your position and that was the only option, I would work.
I want to work. I just don't want to be treated. I want to work. I just don't want to go back. I don't want to clash with people. Like, I just don't want to experience another negative work environment. That's what it is. Because I experienced
a lot in each medical office. Yeah, there's enough. Yeah, because there's a lot of hate people, and it's crazy because I'm seeing that there's a lot of racism in the medical field. Now, I don't know if it's in your medical area, but I'm seeing a lot of racism where people are just favoritism, and they have to do things, which I'm not going to say on the air, but they have to do things just to get promoted, and not in a very good way. You know where I'm going with that, but I would say just try it and see what, you know, what they can give you. And then while you're working, call them on your lunch break and say, when can I do it? And then once they can give you a deadline, I want you to write that down on calendar. And then if they say, well, we don't know, then you need to ask them to take it further and say, can I speak to your manager? Can I speak to someone that's higher than you? Because I know that the most people that you talk to are going to be more like employees. So you might want to take this up a notch and maybe talk to a manager that's higher and can give you more of a time.
I tried today and they said they'll leave a message for the manager to call me back Monday because they couldn't tell me any more information as to why it's pending and when it will come out of pending status. And if you start working and they see that you're working, you're not going to get benefits. Like if you were eligible, that's what I'm kind of worried about. If I do this, will this mess up my, you know, if I'm going to get benefits, will this mess it up?
Honestly, I'm being told that it shouldn't, but it really, if it does, it's being an asshole about it because once you apply, it might change. But I would say that if you can appeal this and fight that you have people that witness that you're being mistreated, you can take this to court. It's just that whole issue is having to get up and date the court dances and shit like that, but you really shouldn't have to. But I was told to tell you that you need to close your eyes, and this is what I'm told, to close your eyes and listen to what your heart tells you. If you feel like you're better off waiting for the benefit, then wait. And then if you choose to say it might mess up your benefit and you don't want to see that, then you're taking a chance to wait, but it's really up to you. But like I said, if it was me, they're telling me to go for it.
What you're picking up about this dermatology office, do you see them being good people or like liking you or just doing well for me, or you see like me not liking it or like them not liking you or like me not liking it? Because like you have to wear scrubs and all that.
I just feel that you might like it, but there's going to be some energy that they're going to pick up that's going to make you feel like I shouldn't have done it. And
wait, what?
I can't hear you. Well, that you're going to probably like it, but you're going to feel not the energy, but from the location, but it's going to be the energy from the people. That's going to make you feel like you made a bad decision. So I don't know if that helps you with making that decision, but I'm being told that you're going to like it, but you're going to feel like that you're going to have all this rage and anger towards you. And I think it's more of racist. It's more than anything. So,
you think it's racism, you said?
That's what I'm being told. It's discrimination. Yeah.
Is going to be going on at this dermatology office?
I'm being told it's being done already with other people. But as far as you're concerned, I wouldn't be able to tell you that. I would say just it's really up to you. But
oh,
I would
boy.
Say if you want to contact me, I would say I'll be able to contact me and we can talk more about it. Because I may have one more call, but if you've got a number, then give me a call. And then we can talk more about that off the air. All right, bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tamika.
Thank
Roy.
You.
No, Victoria. She's managed to stay with us this time.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, who's you?
This is Victoria.
Yeah, what's going on? How can I help you today?
I had talked to you a couple of days back,
mm-hmm.
and it was pertaining my lost keys.
Mm-hmm.
And you had told me to look. You had told me to look outside in a car compartment, and I have searched, and I'm because I have there's three vehicles in my property, so I searched the car outside in the back. It's not running or anything, but I still like going in there, and I've searched that vehicle everywhere, and under a log, I mean, I've searched everywhere, and I cannot find these keys, and these keys have caused me a lot of trouble with my mother-in-law. We do not get along, and the cops were over here just yesterday because she came by to harass me over those keys. So I'm trying to look, and I don't know where they're at. Like, I don't know if my boyfriend has them and he's keeping them. I let him borrow my vehicle, and now it's like he don't want to give me back my car. And I'm thinking because the mother's telling him to keep my car but keep the keys too. I don't know. I'm just everywhere. I'm sorry.
That's okay, boy. It is because I've already told you to look. But if you don't find them, that's a big 100% that he already has them. He's just coming along like he doesn't have them. Now the question is, are they going to come up? I mean, so yes. Now, what I was told is that she's already done so much shit to you. Not that you want to feel more shit than she's doing, but she already did a spell. And it's more just causing, she did you a bad spell. Like more of like losing everything, having bad luck.
Yeah,
that's lose money.
With both of us though.
But it doesn't matter. She doesn't care. She wants to do it to where she just wants y'all to just fight and just to end it. So in order to end it, she's causing issues to where she wants y'all to go separate ways. And if they go separate, but I've been told that with her doing this stuff, I do feel that this is what's fucked up. I'm being told, and I don't know if this is why I'm being told this, but I do feel that the keys are going to come up, but it's after you separate. The keys are going to be found. And I'm being told that, I won't say 100%, I want to say he has them. Now the question is, he's going to tell you? No, he's not going to tell you. So he's going to be playing along with her.
Well, okay, there's two sets of keys that are missing. There's a set for her truck. Those are the ones she's after. Now, the keys that he's driving, those are the keys that I accidentally lost. And those are the ones that I'm looking for. But he's telling her that the keys to the truck are missing, but they're not. He has them. So I'm trying to look for the keys to the Honda Pilot. And I don't think, I haven't found them. He hasn't found them. But he has my car. I let him use my car so he does not lose his job. You know, I'm trying to be, because I feel like a little bit responsible for the keys, but he shouldn't have grabbed my keys and I wouldn't have grabbed his, you know. So anyway, what do you call it? He has my car and I want it back, and he's trying to tell me that he's not going to give it back, but we live together. He just started his crap yesterday. So
yeah,
I don't know.
I want to say you still look in the car. I mean, it could be inside. That's a slight chance. But I'm being told to look in the car. And it's possible to probably look under your seat. somewhere.
Yeah, I've looked under the sea.
Okay, so my question
is, do you think they are in the parked car in the back? It's a white Tahoe, or in my white Jeep, or in his car, the Honda Pilot?
Okay, they're showing me three.
Yes.
The number three. And I'm seeing a white car. I don't know if it's white, but it is white. But to me, it is white, but it's silver. I don't know why I'm looking at silver, but that's what I'm... It looks white from far away, but it's a reflection. When the sun hits it, it looks silver. So I don't know if you have a silver car that reflects when the sun hits it, it looks silver. But I'm seeing white, so I don't know if that means anything. But I would say to keep looking, because I want to say at least he has a chance that he could have it, and he's just playing dumb because he knows that she's been coming around more, and he doesn't want you to lose him because of that, you know, because of y'all got into that fight. Now, if he doesn't have them, which I doubt that he hasn't found them, because I feel like he has, but he's just hiding them somewhere. Either that he's hiding them, or you hit them so good that you don't even know where the hell they're at. Because if you can't find them, just everywhere, they're going to appear when you're not looking for them. So I think when you find them is when they're not looking for them. That's when they're going to find them. But as long as you're stressed and looking for them, you're not going to find them. Because that's happened to me where you look for stuff, and then the whole time it was in front of my face. So, I mean, you know, these keys are probably in front of you, and you're just not paying attention because you're so panicked. But maybe you need to do, like, some, like, I would say a cleansing and try to take a bath with lavender to clear your mind and to think straight, because your mind is all over the place.
Yeah.
So you might want to do some clearing to help you find these keys, because until you don't clear your mind, you're not going to find them. It's going to be a while that you're going to find them. So I would say that you probably won't find them until almost to the, it's going to be like real close to Thanksgiving. So it's going to be a long time till you find them. Because these keys are hidden real good, that whatever you did, you're not going to find them until they pop up, until something shows. So I would say keep looking, and then look under the seat, look in pockets, and just try not to get paranoid and just keep calm and don't argue when you're looking for them.
Okay, me and him were fine. It's just always the mother that's starting problems between us, because she hates me. And I know she does wicked things. I don't care. Like, I just want her to leave me alone and stay away from me, out of my personal love life with him. And he's just such a mama's boy that I feel that she's doing something to control him. Like he cannot talk back to her. He walks with his head down around her. And I feel like, oh, well, it's my mom. Like, no. Like, and then she comes in my house and she starts screaming, yelling at me. And I feel like, dude, I want to tell her off so bad. But if I do, he's going to, like, come at me and, you know, like, that's my mom. Don't be talking to her like that. Stuff like that.
Well, I'll just keep on looking, and I'll see what I can do on my end, and then we can go from there.
Yeah.
We'll
so, what do you call it? Hello? Oh, I'm sorry. It was my line. Anyways, I just want to be left alone from the mom, and us to be fine, because when she does not know, when we're together, we're great, we're good. But once she finds out, she starts doing her shit, and I'm tired of it. Like, I'm so tired of it. We're good when she's just not around, doesn't bother us, doesn't bother him. But it seems to me every time, like, and I hate the fact that, like, because of her, we break up, because she does not stop doing her stuff to us. And I'm tired. Like, I've been with him for 15 years, and I should not have to be leaving back and forth from our house that we built. But just because she doesn't like me, she starts telling him, to throw me out, to kick me out and stuff like that. Like, he starts to listen to her.
Yeah, I would say, I know that we can talk later because our time's up on the reading, but I'll probably call you and then we can talk later.
Okay, I had called you, so I think I messaged you too, to your personal.
All right, then. All right, then.
Thank you
we'll
so much,
later,
Chris.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, Victoria. Oh, well, Victoria's in the same state as yourself there, Chris, anyway, so it shouldn't be too difficult to find you there. Right, so, Chris, not with us next Friday then, ladies and gents. So, big thanks to Chris there for joining us this evening and for going over. Now, you see, these are all other things that we are up against. And the things that we've been up against is contributions, donations coming in to fund the shows, and actually getting readers to come and read with us. That is the biggest difficulty, getting readers to come and read with us, getting the ability to be able to bring you 7 shows a week, yeah, and that was what we tried to do and try to continue. We are in archive time now. You will be able to listen to this back in just a moment when it's loaded, but please do remember that if we do come back in 2022, then it will need to be totally different to what it has been over the past 12 months, because not only have the numbers gone down, we've lost readers, readers that don't want to come and help anymore for one reason or another. As I said, technology may be the cause of that, but let's just say, in order to keep shows going, we really need your support, we need your donations, and we need most of all the readers to be able to continue and want to continue even. Yeah. So the wantingness needs to be there, the support needs to be there, and most of all, you need to be there. So you need to be behind us, and if you can't be behind us 100% with your support, then we can't support you, and it's as simple as that. Okay, thanks, Chris.